This is Jody Apple.
You and I are both familiar with the song, Jesus Loves Me. We know that children's song by heart. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. And the refrain continues, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Final, third time, yes, Jesus loves me. Why do we know that? Because the Bible tells me so. Two observations about that thought, that song, as we get started. For the Bible tells me so indicates the fact, the reality, of Jesus' love for all mankind. But it also tells us about the extent, that is, the depth of that love for all mankind. Christ's love is relational, obviously. It is related to the Father's love for the Son. It is also related to the Son's love for the Father. It is related to the Son's love for the apostles, to whom many of these things were initially addressed. It is also related to the apostles' love that they reciprocated in kind, providing for and toward the Christ. It is related to the apostles' love for God the Father. All of these relationships demonstrate to us exactly why God loved the apostles. Not just why, but how, and how much both the Father and the Son love the apostles, and ultimately, how they both love us. Yes, us. Our lesson will continue to overview 8 different aspects of divine love. Divine love that finds its start in the very nature of God, but a divine love that we must return, that we must reflect in our own lives towards God's people first, but also toward God the Father and God the Son. In our broadcast today, we want to focus on, first, man's love for the world. John chapter 3 and verse 19 tells us that man loved darkness. Here's the passage. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Light refers, in varying context, to truth generally, but in the immediate context of the book of John, starting in the first chapter, to the light that came as a result of John's preparatory work, but even more specifically, to the light that was Christ. That light came into the world. But men chose darkness, the opposite of Christ, the opposite of truth, rather than light. Why? Because their deeds were evil. They loved the wrong thing. In John chapter 12 and verse 25, man's love for the world is also seen when we read this. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. We want to focus on love of eternal life, not love of self or physical life. In John chapter 12, verse 43, we find out that some of the Jews during the days of Christ loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. They had love, but they would rather be noted and receive the accolades of their comrades rather than the praise of God. John chapter 15, verse 19, we see man's love for the world reflected in this passage. If you were of the world would love its own. That's Jesus speaking to the apostles. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. This passage teaches us not only that the apostles were to be distinct from the world, thus hated by the world, but that in order to be what God wants us to be and Christ wants us to be today, we must also not have the world love us. In the next place, let's consider the love that the Father, God the Father, had for Christ the Son. John chapter 3, verse 35 says, the Father loves the Son and has given all things into His hand. Matthew chapter 28, we see that one of those things that was given into His hand was all authority. Why? Because of the love that the Father had for the Son. In John chapter 5, verse 20, for the Father loves the Son and shows Him all things that He Himself does, and He will show Him greater works than these that you may marvel. Many passages in the biblical text demonstrate that everything that Jesus taught, that everything that Jesus did, was rooted in what he was revealed by the Father. John chapter 5, verse 20, John chapter 15, verse 15, and the opening verses of John 17 reflect that truth. John 10:17, Jesus said, "Therefore, my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again." The Father loved the Son because of the Son's sacrificial attitude. In John 15:9, "As the Father loved me," Jesus speaking to the apostles, "I also have loved you. Abide in my love." This is the first of many declarations in which Jesus affirmed that the intent and the extent and the depth of the love from the Father to the Son was reflected in the love that the Son had for the apostles. How much did Jesus love them? As much as the Father loved him. That is absolutely awesome to consider. John 17, verse 24, "Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world." Notice, how long did God love Christ? Even before there was time, before the foundation of the world, from eternity. John 17, verse 26, in the same prayer, two verses later, "And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them." All of these passages demonstrate the extent of the Father's love for the Son. Our next point is not a stretch at all. In addition to noticing how much the Father loved the Son, let us briefly note how much the Son loved the Father. In John chapter 14, verse 31, "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here." Notice, Jesus wanted the world to know that he loved the Father. John 17:24, that we alluded to before, referring specifically to the love that the Father had for the Son, but by implication, the love that the Son had for the Father. "Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you have loved me before the foundation of the world." Implicit in that passage, and in the next one, verse 26, where it says, "I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them," implicit within both of those is that the Son loved the Father on par with, equal to, just as much as the Father loved the Son. In the next place, this is point 5 on the week, we notice man's love for the Father and the Son. Notice this. Jesus, speaking to people who did not have the proper kind of love, said this, John 5:42, "But I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you." Why did Jesus say that? Because he expected and anticipated and wanted that all mankind would love him. In John 8:42, Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me." In this context, he's speaking to the reluctant, to the hesitant Jews who are claiming physical kinship with Abraham. But Jesus was saying, you don't have spiritual kinship with Abraham if God were your Father. And in the greater context, two verses later, he says that they were more closely related to Satan as their father. John 14, verse 15, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." 14:21, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father." Two verses later, Jesus answered and said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." Next verse, "He who does not love me does not keep my words." John 16:27, "For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me." All of these passages indicate something about the level of the love that Christ expected from those who were following him. Though mankind's love for God and the Son is expected, it is not just a New Testament expectation. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength." Same sort of thought is brought out again in Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 12. Again in Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 1. Again in Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 13. Repeatedly in the Old Testament, love of God is expected. It's not at all strange, then, that what Jesus says reflects those great commandments. Matthew 22:37, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Same thought in Mark 12:30, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind." And Luke 10:27, saying the same thing, but with one additional element, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind." God has always expected mankind to reciprocate, to reflect His love for them back to the Father. Thanks so much for listening today.